Our next guest comes from one of the most recognisable bands in history.
Everyone wants to be a rock star.
Not just by their music, but also their makeup.
The makeup seemed like the perfect way for each one of us to come up with a character that symbolized and embodied us as individuals.
And finally, after some cancelled dates, KISS fans can breathe a sigh of relief as they head back to WA. Please welcome from KISS, Paul Stanley.
Paul, good morning.
Good day, mate. I can get that out of the way and I can go, good on ya, and then we can have a regular conversation.
I must admit, exciting that we're going to see you here. The last KISS, that's the tour. Exciting, but sad as well. The last tour. How are you feeling about it?
It's such a celebration. You know, the band just sounds amazing. The show is crazy good. It's by far the best show we've ever done. And look, you know, just 2 weeks ago, we were playing to 100,000 people, 80,000 people. We did some intimate gigs for 18,000. So, look, the band has never sounded better, and we're having a ball. And I can't say enough good stuff. And to not get back to your shores would have been impossible for me. We had to come back.
Now, when it started in 1980, that's the first time you visit us. That was Kisteria. I love all your names. It's fantastic. But what do you find Australia like, and what's probably your biggest memory of being here?
Well, it's so interesting because certainly back in the 80s, with no disrespect to you, because you have the last laugh, people in the States, you know, thought of kangaroos hopping down the street and Crocodile Dundee or whatever. But it, I have to say, Australia was mind-boggling and eye-opening for me because it's so much of the things that I love about America. But, you know, I have to say, the people are absolutely, you people are wonderful, wonderful, warm people. Women are amazing in that they really, you know, they fit all situations. You can, you know, in the old days when I was a free man, it was certainly, it was an adventure. You could go, you know, to the beach, you could go to the cinema, you could go to a dinner.
Well, we're quite welcoming, weren't we?
The people are extraordinary.
Were we quite welcoming?
You are indeed very welcoming.
Yeah, now that makes plenty of sense to me, Paul. I can't say I've quite been in the same boat. They're not overly welcoming to a fat bloke like me. But, mate, thanks for coming over again. COVID sort of slowed everything down. Did you recharge the battery and find any new hobbies or anything in a bit of downtime?
Really, I was doing a lot of riding on my bike. I was. I tend to do maybe 25 miles three times a week.
Gee.
And so I was doing quite a bit of that and painting and just waiting with these false starts for the tour to recommence and having these constant disappointments with wanting to come back to your shores and be with you all. And, you know, for us, it was frustrating and disappointing. And to finally have it happening and to board the planes in a few days, I'm just so excited because I just think you have a gem of a country.
Oh, we can't wait to have you. You were just explaining before, you guys have been playing to huge audiences. Right up to now, you're fit as well. You're embarrassing us.
Gee, you're looking good for 70.
I know. Ooh. It's unbelievable. You guys don't have to call time. You've still got the crowds coming in. You're as popular as you've ever been. What happened? When did you get together and go, oh, hang on, maybe this is time? How did that occur?
I think before COVID, probably a year before that, I think Gina and I just kind of looked at each other and said, we can't do this indefinitely. Bands that are wearing T-shirts and trainers can do this into their 80s or beyond that. But
yes.
We're carrying around, I've got 50 pounds or so of gear on running around for 2.5 hours. And it's just a matter of time before it will be impossible. So why not plan, instead of fading out, let's go celebrate with everybody. Let's go around the world and really have a victory lap and get a chance to really celebrate with the people what we've all created together.
You spoke about the weight and the performance. What's the routine to get into the outfit and the makeup on? How long does that take?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can't speak from my own experience, but I will say spandex is very it's very forgiving.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, but, I like that.
Getting into the uniform and all, I think the whole thing is about an hour and a half or so for me. For some of the other guys, it takes longer. Not because anything's more difficult, but because they won't shut up.
I love it. Do you know, one thing with you guys, which I didn't even know is a thing, we've got a woman in our offices that is mad, Kiss mad, and she made me aware of Kiss cruises, which I didn't even know was a thing. These things are incredible. And how many people get on the cruise and what happens? Just explain it to people.
Well, we're doing, I believe this year is our 13th. I'm not quite sure. I've lost count. But every year we go out on a five-day cruise on usually a Norwegian cruise line ship. Mm-hmm. And we have people from 33 countries. And we have lots of music and lots of bands and all kinds of interactive things with band members. And this year we have two of them back to back because there's such a demand. So we get about 2,000 people, 2,500 people on each cruise. So we go out at the end of October and basically do 5 days, come right back, and get a new lot on the ship and go back out for another 5 days.
Gee whiz, it sounds like fun to me. Paul, hey, just quickly, sad news during the week for us Australians and entertainment around the world. Olivia Newton-John's passing, I noticed that you did tweet something. Your relationship with her and experiences you might have had?
Well, I remember, quite honestly, meeting her when she had a store that she'd opened in Los Angeles called Koala Blue.
Yeah.
And she was just lovely. And Eric, by chance, played on one of her videos. He's the drummer on one of her videos. But beyond really knowing her, and I wouldn't claim to know her to any extent, I just think that she embodied so much, not only all the good, you know, of Aussies, but she was everybody's sweetheart. I mean, it wasn't localized to any particular country. She was really like a magnet of sweetness and goodness. And certainly people I know who knew her well have all said the same. It was really like a gut punch. I have to say that when I found out, it really hit me hard because there was something so wonderful about her and the grace with which she battled cancer and just how much she was willing to give to the public. I can't say enough, and that goes far beyond her singing. And I, of course, like everybody, loved her music.
Beautiful words there, Paul. Thanks so much for that. She's one of our sweetheart, basically. And, well, we are so excited to see you on our shores. I'm sad. There's a tinge of sadness, but excitement overrides. You know what I mean?
I can guarantee it doesn't take Michelle an hour and a half to get ready for work either.
Shut up, you guys look good.
Well, if there are any tears shed by you, there'll be tears of joy.
Exactly. Oh, thank you so much, Paul Stanley. We cannot wait to see Kiss on our shores.
And likewise, and I will say once again, good on ya.
Cheers, mate. Have a good day.
Yeah, good on ya.